This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That the devastation is truly tremendous. We are estimating right now about 5,000 buildings have been impacted, and we do have our building department, our inspectors are out there making sure that we are first and foremost assessing the damage, to be condemning buildings and moving through demolition and other security as we go through this.
All right, that was Mayor Kara Spencer there talking about a week ago regarding the continued damage across the the St. Louis area from those storms. And, you know, obviously there's still a lot of work to be done. We don't know what it's going to look like in terms of a federal payout and what happens next. I mean, is it going to nudge more people to move out? Now, some had insurance, but a portion of that payment is going to be withheld for the city to make sure work gets done. And we've got former Alderman Joe Vaccaro on the phone right now. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning. You and I talked about this a little bit last week. And so what is this insurance money being withheld for? What's the concern before this law was changed?
Well, what happens, and it happened to me. That's why I know this on firsthand. We actually had a property in the neighborhood that burned, and it was a total. And the issue, even on the houses that are affected by the tornado, the insurance payout could be $200,000-$300,000 to rebuild the house. What happens is those people will most likely take that money and just buy a house rather than live in a hotel waiting for theirs to be rebuilt. And then you have to, they still own the property. And what happens is the city ends up with properties that are, in my case, it was a burnt out house that the neighbors jumped all over me about.
Right.
I had to negotiate with the owner to buy the property after they already got 100% of the insurance payment. We still had the neighborhood organization had to buy the property. Then we had to pay to have it taken down, which I think we paid quite a bit for the property, like $40,000 or $50,000.
The city.
The city
yeah,
with city
okay.
funds.
All right.
So the person not only got 100% of the money and they left, they also got the money that we had to buy the house for. Then we had to pay to take the house down with our money, and then we had to pay to maintain it. And as far as I know, it's still an LRA property.
Wow.
In the neighborhood. So what are you going to end up with without holding back that 25%? Because those people will get that money.
Joe, it sounds like somebody's torturing your dog in the background. I'm sorry.
You know, because I had to close the door. And I had to close the door.
So the 25%, does the person ever get that back? Is it just held to make sure that they actually use it for what it's supposed to be used for?
Yes, they get it back.
They get it back.
Month. it's not like the city keeps it.
Yeah.
If you move along in the rebuilding of the, or if you walk, you know, if you completely walk away and do nothing, we're going to use the city anyway, should use that 25% to actually take the property, take the house down rather than use city funds.
I see.
I think they're making a huge mistake, because what they're going to end up with is a lot of, properties that have houses on them that are pretty much a disaster. And again, what would you do? You know, the insurance to rebuild the house is probably going to be worth more than you could sell it for if you were selling your house.
Right.
And I know a lot of people say, oh, no, I love that house. I want to live there. But if when the insurance company says, well, the damage is to rebuild a brick home up there, you know, rebuild a brick home, that's $300,000+. Most people are going to say, well, gee, it'd take a year to rebuild it. The neighborhood, you know, a lot of people are leaving up there. You know what? I think I'll take that $300,000. I think I'll go ahead and buy that house over in St. Charles. And then, you know, the city, it's really tricky. You have to go to court and do everything to get them to do the right thing. And they basically can tell you to go screw yourself.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking to a former St. Louis alderman, Joe Vaccaro. So now there's the debate over the federal money that's going to come in. Now, there are a lot of people up there with no insurance. What do you think is going to happen there, Joe?
You know, it's just unfortunate. But I guess they'll be eligible for loans if they're willing to take them. But I can't see the federal government coming in and saying, gee, you know what? You didn't have insurance. We'll go ahead and rebuild your house.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If they do, then I might want to cancel my insurance.
Yeah, really?
It's true. Yeah.
I guess going back to this whole thing about the 25% that can be withheld, I know the city can do that, have this ordinance because of state law. One of our listeners, Amy, on Facebook, saying we have a house off Big Bend that burned out and the family just took off. Do you know of any other cities here in the area that also implement this and maybe we just never knew about it?
You know, I don't know. And I probably wouldn't have known about it, except, again, it happened to me.
Uh-huh.
It happened when I was an alderman, and it's still a vacant lot, and it's an unbuildable lot. Apparently, the house was slab on grade, and there's apparently a swamp under the ground, and nobody's willing to buy the property. I don't know if they eventually sold it to the neighbors. It became LRA property in this neighborhood, which is very unusual.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So Joe, one of the things I was told that's being kicked around is using some of the Ram settlement money to help some of these people whose homes have been destroyed and they have nowhere else to turn. Is that, I mean, I know you're not on the board anymore, but is that something you would have supported?
To the point that, yes, to maybe get them, like, I agree with that first month's rent to help them get a start somewhere else. But to use that Rams money, apparently that Rams money must be a never ending, because even when I was there, and it's always like, well, we'll just use the Rams money.
Yeah.
You know, it must be a never ending pot of money, but I don't think that you know, and I know a lot of people will be upset if I say this, but, you know, first off, you know, it'd be expensive to use it, even the Rams money to start rebuilding all the houses.
Right.
And again, you know, I saw where they're going to go ahead and hold back the 25% on people that have rental property versus people that own their homes. And again, I don't know that you can do that. You start saying, well, we're going to treat the law differently with you than with, you know. I have a lot of issues with what they're doing, but I don't believe they'll ever use the ranch money for that. But
interesting. All right.
I wouldn't do it.
Well, my friend, we are out of time. I appreciate you giving me a few minutes this morning, Joe. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, take care. Good talking to you. Joe Vaccaro there, former St. Louis alderman. I wondered if that's why they did it. And he's of the belief that if they stop doing it, it's a big mistake right now because people just see that as an excuse to take the money and run.
Mm-hmm. I think North City will be even more abandoned than it already is. People are just going to leave.
A big problem. There's an article in the Post about that today, in fact, as well. All right, coming up, Bill Igel. We'll talk more of his take on the special session in Jeff City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.